into on SBS Dinka. Lawyer will get ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
Hello and welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. I'm David Ajak Dinkyanko. I will be joined by the Northwest Metro Region Commander Tim Anson about the arrest of 57 youth in the last few days. The Victorian police carried out Operation Leash that started in July and that has already arrested a big number of youth. And most of these youth, some of them, are believed to be of a South Sudanese background. That's why we'll be talking to Commander Hansen. And it seemed that the number of children that were arrested, some of them are under 18. And it's good to understand what is actually happening. Why are these young people on the street there? And the best person who will tell us that is Commander Tim. And the interview was conducted on the 25th of 10th, 2019. SBS Dinka Radio is on sbs.com.au/Dinka and you can also find our stories on Facebook, Dinka SBS. Commander Tim Hansen, welcome to SBS Dinka Radio.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
I've listened to you briefing the media about the arrest of 57 youth that happened in the last few days. When did Victoria Police start investigating these youth and what have they committed to be arrested in this big number? Can you give us an highlight on that?
Yeah, so we've been, conducting an operation across Victoria over the last 3 or 4 months on the activities of a group that's probably about 200 young people aged from about 14 through to about 25 years of age. This week we had what we call a day of action where we culminated all the intelligence that we had and we moved into an arrest phase. So we started moving around metropolitan Victoria and started taking into custody a range of individuals who had committed fairly serious offences. You know, so these are the sort of offences such as home invasion, carjacking, street robberies and that type of thing.
These 200 youth that are part of the investigation, are they doing this on individual basis or is somebody responsible or pushing them to do that?
Yeah, look, there's certainly a level of organisation to their activities, David. So we know through our intelligence that many of these kids are connected and refer to themselves as gangs or street gangs. You know, I don't want to get caught into a sort of a running discussion around what gangs or particularly what that means, because one thing we know through our intelligence sources is they love the notoriety of being referred to as a gang and they love the notoriety of their crimes being highlighted. So I'm not going to feed into that commentary, but absolutely what we do know is that many of these kids are networked through gang link.
If you can give us the highlights of how serious these kind of crimes are, and what is the future of this youth?
Yeah, look, I think they're very serious. So many of the crimes were carjacking, so that's the use of force and violence or the threat of a weapon to steal someone's car while they're in it. Home invasions are what we refer to as aggravated burglary, so that's when someone's at home in their own house and someone forces entry and either by use of violence or the presence of a weapon, then steal items from that home. And then the other crime category that many of them have committed is, it's getting a bit of coverage in the media at the moment, is what's referred to as this retail swarming. So where a number of people together go into a retail store and by use of force and fear, steal generally electronic products, but also clothing and alcohol or other items.
Is Victoria Police aware of where these stolen items being taken to? And is there somebody behind this?
Look, not everything. We do have intelligence where some of it's going. We've got some active investigations ongoing into the disposal points and who's receiving these stolen goods. So obviously I'm not in a position at the moment to talk about those specific investigations, but we are building a database and we're building an understanding about where many of these items are going to. Can I say what we know, and I think this is really important for my many friends in the African community to understand too, is what we do know is that there are other elements of organised crime, serious organised crime entities, that are actively seeking out those young people that are vulnerable.
Okay.
And they seem to be focused on kids of sort of African heritage or African Australian heritage at the moment, these street gangs, and they're getting them to do a lot of what I'm going to describe as their dirty work. So they're getting them to go out and steal these things on order. They understand that they're vulnerable and they're preying on these kids. So together, the police and the community have to best protect our kids as much as we can.
I met some of the youth in Richmond a few weeks or a month ago, and one of the things that they mentioned is that most of them don't have jobs. Some of them don't have Centrelink payment. So they are left vulnerable in many ways, and that is an issue that can be exploited by anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're like everyone. They're looking for money, and they're looking for a quality of life, and that's one of the great aspects that many, many Australians enjoy, regardless of their cultural background, is that we do have a great quality of life here. And so those that don't have access to that, they feel they have a right, and they do have a right to experience that as well. So they search out opportunities to get money so that they too can have a quality of life. And what we know is those involved in serious and organised crime, whether it be drugs, whether it be gun trading, firearm trading, whether it be the aggravated burglaries and the cigarette burglaries at retail stores, they prey on these young kids to go and do their footwork for them, and they expose them to the criminal justice system. We're really keen, and look, I personally do a lot of work with community about identifying opportunities to make those young people more resistant to that sort of crime. But more broadly, Victoria Police works across government to make sure our many government partners and agencies are also focused on achieving that outcome.
Is the community and the Victorian Police doing enough to help these youth and doing some programs that can help them not to do more crimes? And is Task Force also part of the programs that is helping them now?
Look, I enjoy many friendships and relationships with the community. Can I say, in particular, more to the state level, there's the African Task Force. At a regional level where I sit, I also hold a consultative committee with many, many African leaders. And we workshop some of the difficult issues that that community is facing, especially in relation to the young people. And their advice and their support of me has been fantastic. But can I say, my other observation is that there are many parents out there that are struggling to curtail and contain these kids once they get off the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people that the community have to sort of readily identify and try and get as much support around them as quickly as we can. Because obviously we know if a young person's brought up in a home that has really strong protective behaviours within it, then the young child's less likely to go off the rails and start committing crime. So we have to work out which one of those parents are struggling, and together as a community, we've got to get around them and give them all the support they need.
So you're suggesting that much need to be done when it comes to parenting of these kids, and also...
Yeah. So, we know, especially those parents that have immigrated maybe to Australia, there's significant cultural differences and in the way that Australian lifestyle is and possibly where they've come from. So that can be really confusing for some parents. So they're trying to navigate their way and understand, what does Australian lifestyle look like as well. So those members of community that have been here for some time and are well and truly, indoctrinated into Australian lifestyle, they're best positioned to sort of build up relationships and almost mentor these newer members of the community that seem to be really struggling with their role of being a parent in a modern Australia.
To my understanding now, some of the parents don't understand the condition that come with bail, parole, and also the condition that are attached when a youth is put on curfew. Is there a way you can let the community understand how this thing work and what is their role in order to help these youth not to go back to prison if some of them are released?
Yeah, so whether it be, I'll just take that question back a bit more if I could, David. So first of all, if a young person's taken into police custody, then by law, that young person, before they can be interviewed, either needs to have a parent or guardian in the interview or needs to have an independent person in the interview. Now, what we find growingly and increasingly is a lot of the young kids will prefer to just get an independent person in because they don't want mum or dad to know about their offending. So the first port of call that we really sort of ask parents to do is make sure that their kids are really clear on, if they do come into police custody, that the parents get notified, and then that the parents make themselves available to come down to the police station, because that way the police informant and the parent can have a really good conversation about what's occurred, and they can also work out a plan together about, how do we best protect this young person going forward from the interview. The other part about being on conditions, whether it be parole or whether it be bail, again, it's up to the parent to make sure they understand what those conditions are. I know sometimes kids hide behind, it's private information.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, absolutely, for a young person under 18 years of age, parents absolutely have a right, in Victoria certainly, to know what the conditions of their bail and other type conditions are. Victoria Police will always provide that information to parents and lawful guardians. So that's sometimes the young kids just pulling the wool over mum and dad's eyes. So get down, make contact with the police informant, understand what those conditions are. Can I say, many times when I go and do bail curfew checks at the family home, it's clear to me that parents aren't even aware that their child's on bail. So that's a big vulnerability in that young person's life that we need together work through and make sure everyone's working in the same fashion.
I've actually met some of the parents who don't understand that their children have a care peeve condition that they need to help them. And also, kids are not telling them exactly what is happening. Is there anything that you tell your policeman to follow when they are dealing with young people?
It's a really good point. And can I say, so I tell my police members all the time, when we're dealing with young kids, it's our preference that we have the parents down there, so the parents are brought in the information loop, so they have vision around what the offending of their child looks like, but they also understand what the conditions of either bail or the parole might look like too, because then together we can make sure that young person's complying with those conditions. So, I'm advising my staff at my end that's what I would prefer. And likewise, I'd really appreciate if the community can make sure that together they're responding when we make that request to come down to the police station.
In this case, do you have the percentage of South Sudanese young people who are arrested in this operation or who are part of this investigation?
Yeah, I don't know the actual number of South Sudanese. I mean, I'm advised, so we arrested 57 in total. I'm advised about 60% of those arrests were of African appearance. Now, in these circumstances, we don't collect the specific data of the cultural background. We just sort of collect data around appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the specific number around that. But what I can say is that, more broadly, we are seeing an overrepresentation of young people from South Sudanese background around committing some of these crimes. So whilst I don't know the specifics of the arrest detail, as far as offender rates go, there's a whole range of data which clearly tells us that it's a growing group in the South Sudanese community, and in respect to these crimes of carjacking, aggravated burglary and swarming. So I'm really keen, as I have really good relationships with many, many elders across community, and also many young people too, bright young people coming through the system. I have great faith and confidence that the South Sudanese community will be, moving forward, will be a significant part of the broader Australian community and will continue to contribute positively to the broader Australian community. But at the moment, we have some challenges around some young people that together we've got to get these young people over this hurdle so that we can all enjoy the benefits and the fruit of our labour.
Thank you, Commander Tim Hansen, for the time that you have given us. Is there anything that you want the community to know that the Victoria Police is doing well in terms of stopping all this and also working well hand in hand with the community?
I think Victoria Police can quite easily demonstrate a range of programs and projects that we roll out with community and for young people specifically within the South Sudanese community. Across metropolitan Melbourne, we have many, many positive relationships and programs that are actively supported by the South Sudanese community. And we think overall it's a really positive relationship and we're making good headway. But we have a core group of young kids that sort of are fighting against the rest of the community almost even. And I know from speaking to my many friends around the community, you know, it's a concern for community as much as it is for VicPol. We will absolutely, regardless of a person's race, colour, appearance, or religion, we will target offending, and we will absolutely target offending that causes harm to other people. But at the same time, one of the ethoses of Victoria Police is around social cohesion. So we also, at the same time, want to make sure that the community narrative isn't about that all African people are bad, because we know that's not true. We know the African community provides many benefits to both Victoria and Australia. So that's our position. We enjoy the relationship with the South Sudanese community. We think it's got a lot of positive attributes going forward. We think young people are, regardless of race, colour, creed or appearance, are a very important component of any society. If you aren't harvesting the skill sets and the motivation of your young people, then your future doesn't look as bright as it possibly could. So we're absolutely committed to working with young people and supporting them wherever we can.
Thank you, Commander Tim. And I know you are busy, but thank you so much for your time. Is there any other information that you think the community need to know from the Victoria Police?
Thank you, David. And can I say, I absolutely enjoy the opportunity to speak directly with community too. So if I can do that in the future, by all means, just reach out through our media unit and I'm more than happy to make myself available.
Thank you for listening. I was talking with Northwest Metro Region Commander Tim Hansen about the Operation Leash, where the 57 youth were arrested. You can share this with your friends on sbs.com.au/Dinka. And also you can find our, you'll be able to follow us on Facebook as well, Dinka SBS. You can also share this with your friends on sbs.com.au/Dinka or download SBS Radio apps. That's where you will be able to find SBS Dinka Radio. SBS Dinka Radio is also on air on Wednesday, 11 to 12, and also on Saturday, 11 to 12, and always on SBS Radio apps. Thank you for your time. I'm David Ajak, or Ajang Ding Chianko.
Korba pinako kul tung kaniya wilka. Piangene Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, katilubinia wilka yuk.